We know, music interruptions aren't fun. But real quick, heard of Lebara Mobile? Maybe? A Which-recommended mobile network with a 4.8-star rating on Trustpilot. Oh, and also named the most popular mobile network at the U-Switch Telecoms Awards 2024. Well, we just had to tell you that now you can join Lebara from just £5 a month. Low cost, without the low quality. Join Lebara from just £5 a month. Lebara, the smarter mobile network.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
What's going on, everybody? It's your old buddy, Troy LaValle. We have events on sale that I need to talk about. The new tour, Glass Cannon Live 2025 Ascension. Those tickets are on sale, we already said, for Dallas and Austin. We're coming to Dallas on February 21st, Austin on February 22nd. But now tickets are on sale for Milwaukee on March 21st and St. Paul on March 22nd. Those tickets are on sale as well, and you can get all of those tickets and or VIGCP packages at glasscannonnetwork.com/tour. In addition, Glass Cannon Network Retreat number 2 in Las Vegas to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the launch of the Glass Cannon podcast. Those packages went on sale just a couple weeks ago. We've already sold a ton of them, but there are still some left. I had said on the State of the Nation that prices would start around $3,000, which is obviously crazy high. This is a luxury item, but this is a very special and super expensive event. Well, we went back in, we crunched some numbers in the budget, threw some stuff out, put some stuff back in. We now have packages as low as $21.99 if you're sharing a room with somebody else. If you've got a friend you're going with and you've already paired up, you're all set. If you don't have a friend but you want to keep prices low, you can go to our subscription Discord. We have a channel called Roommate Finder Vegas. People from the nation are already pairing up because they do not want to miss this once-in-a-lifetime event where I'm going to try and get every single person from the Glass Cannon Network out there to just play games and hang out all weekend long. Those packages include a hotel stay from Thursday to Sunday. That's June 12th to 15th. 15th is the anniversary, of course. Breakfast buffets, cocktail party, open bar at night. It is going to be a very, very special weekend that I know everyone involved will not soon forget. If you're interested in purchasing packages, just head to glasscannonnetwork.com/retreat and get them while they are still available. There are payment installment plans available as well if you want to break up your payments over time. I hope you're able to come to the Glass Cannon Network Party of the Century. Either way, we hope to see you on tour this year. We're going to be all around the country once more. Me, Joe, Skid, Kate, Cindy, and all Maddie Caps. Glass Cannon Live, Ascension, and the Retreat. Best year ever? We'll see.
Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
You just turn and see Chami and Buggles tearing at the throats of these raiders.
Buggles, stop!
Why is he doing that? What is he, rabid?
Buggles, if you don't mind me asking, when did you first become aware of the other presence in your head?
It started as a voice. He said that I was chosen for a reason to be the vessel for this force of fire that would come and liberate my people.
It may feel like the opposite sometimes, but it needs you more than you need it.
Let's get on our way.
Please.
The stars are coming out.
Time for a survival check.
Oh. Yeah.
Natural 20.
Oh!
In the distance, it changes, and you see the small campfires of the Smiling Wolves camp. We see Mance looking, and we see another set of eyes on an oddly shaped head watching through the windows of a post.
The adventure continues now.
We'll be right back.
welcome back to the Glass Cannon Podcast. We used to have a studio not too far from here in Astoria, Queens, seconds away from Times Square. And it was our second studio because we...
Hundreds and thousands of seconds.
Well, I run real fast. we had a first studio and it was like a little shoebox and we moved out of recording in our apartments. Then we moved into a second one, the Sex Dungeon. It's a long story. But it was
former Sex Dungeon.
Former Sex Dungeon. Once and future Sex Dungeon.
And it probably is a Sex Dungeon.
Probably brought it back.
They kicked us out and brought the Sex Dungeon back. But it had a lot of great things about it. It was huge. It was way too large for what we actually needed at the time with our small staff. But it had a kitchen, which was great, and it had a bathroom. We had our own bathroom with a shower. Raise your hand if you use the shower in there.
Every time.
You use the shower? You came in for one interview.
When did I use the shower? You never know.
You never showered in there?
No.
Cindy, you showered in
there? I live 10 minutes away.
Yeah. I did too, but...
Even on nights, even on Android's nights when I had like a lot of glitter going on, I don't think I ever showered there.
Okay, well...
We did have an amazing shower curtain.
Yes.
I bought the shower curtain.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I also, because I'd walk there, like the hot summer days, whatever, I'd walk, be like all sweaty, take me an hour walking, and then I'd take a shower, feel amazing.
Yeah, I would
Same thing
the
I
gym.
Do when we're on the road. When we're lucky enough to be playing in a theater with a shower in the green room, I always shower in the green room.
Loves a good pre-show shower.
Good pre-show shower.
Yeah, I would go to the gym and then meet up with you, and I'd be like, oh, I just hit the shower, and I'd bike over there. It was great. Anyways, we don't have that in the new studio, and the benefit is we don't have to clean it, because we'd have a cleaning crew come in once in a while. But they still weren't always clean in the bathroom. The downside is there are a couple of gentlemen who we share this building, and I'm assuming this floor with, because it'd be real lame if they were coming from other floors.
No, I know what door they are.
It's like they must eat the burritos that are sold on 23rd and 30th. For three meals a day.
Yeah.
Because it constantly smells like that.
I don't know when they find time to eat because they're always on the toilet.
Always. I have
never... Every time you go in there, they're in there.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been in there when one of them is not in the stall.
It's crazy.
They're eating just, in there.
I feel like I hear like a laptop.
No, I've heard laptops, phones all the time.
You
hear Candy Crush. Bling.
Blah, blah, blah. They definitely smoke cigarettes in there too.
They smoke cigarettes
just
in there.
Downstairs.
I'm starting to think that they don't have an office in the building and they're working out of this bathroom as their office.
Who poops that much? At a certain point, you got to know, like, you know, I probably should change my diet.
Yeah.
and at the times of day that they poop.
Well, hang on. One thing I don't know is how many of them there are. There could be an army of them, and they're just on a rotating poop schedule.
Well, Francis probably knows. I think he's been keeping...
There's
only three?
That's more than I thought. There's three dudes?
I thought it was going to be like a... There's just one. And it's like constant.
One guy with amoebic dysentery.
Francis calls them the property brothers, right?
Yeah.
So I think they're real estate guys.
They're real estate guys.
They live on the floor and they poop constantly.
They
should be the poopity brothers.
They seem to live here.
The ones that are in the office right in front of the bathrooms, right?
Yeah.
Because one of those guys walked by me today. I was waiting for CJ to let me in. He walked by, literally crop dusted me. I'm not kidding you. Like farted. And wow,
they've got some gastro.
And it smelled so fucking bad.
Oh my God.
The other thing I find is I know they're going to be in the bathroom because I can smell their cologne from about 30, 40 feet
they're
away.
They're trying to cover up their horrible sins
that they're
going to commit. You know what's crazy, though? And this is a rarity, I feel like, for like men's bathrooms, women's bathrooms. If Kate and I see someone in the women's bathroom, it's like seeing a ghost.
We have that place to ourselves.
We should just start using that.
We giggle. We get in there. We're like both in stalls. I wish we could hold hands while
we're there. Is there a couch in there? Is it like real nice?
Mariah Carey's bathroom style.
You have a second stall?
There's three stalls.
Wait, you have three stalls?
Three stalls?
Yes. One of the stalls has its own sink.
Yeah.
You've never seen anybody in there?
We have a sink in the stall.
If you see someone
but
in there.
I've never been in there because it's always occupied.
It's like going to Gen Con. It's like there's no line for the bathroom for us.
Yeah. And if you see someone in there, you're
Women
both
famously
surprised.
Don't work.
That's weird. Like, we should start using that one.
We have one stall. And
you're going to ruin our special thing.
We're not the property bros.
We're not the property
bros. We'll be respectful.
I'm scared of what's going to happen to our beautiful, clean, quiet.
There's always toilet paper.
Matthew's going to be smoking cigarettes in there. In no
so
time.
Many cigarettes.
They'll never find me.
Ladies.
Is this not cool?
So you know, I will have to stop talking shit about all of you if you're coming into the bathroom.
We go in there to hide from you.
Wow.
You could. I was like, there are lots of places that you can then take over when we're using your bathroom.
I wonder if our key works on the second floor, because I'm considering switching.
Going to use the other bathroom?
You know what? We should find out.
We should try it.
Should.
McD's shaking his head. I think he already tried.
You tried it?
Oh, that's so sad. that's so sad. He's like Charlie Brown. He's like, nope.
He's just going this. Sadly, I tried.
I am, though.
McD is the Coronado of the bathrooms in this place.
I am not at all surprised, though, that McD had already had this thought and tried it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's real, real bad. And it's funny because when we first looked at this building, there was an issue with the bathroom. Because we came here with the real estate guy. And I was like, I actually have to go to the bathroom. And he's like, oh, okay, no problem. I don't have the key because I'm terrible at my job. Let me go knock on a local business, see if we can borrow their key. No. And you would have thought that we were asking for their child's blood. She's like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be doing it. Was a whole thing.
Can we grab the bathroom key real quick? I'm just showing the place next door. We just need to blah, blah, blah. And she was like, I'm sorry. I cannot. I cannot. And then just was like, have a good day.
I would do the same thing, honestly.
Why is there a lock on the bathroom anyway?
That's what I'm saying.
We're on the third floor of a secure building with like four offices in it. Right. Like, why do we need a fucking key on the bathroom? Well, there's like multiple urinals. It's just like.
Also, if they're trying to keep out the Pooperty brothers, it's not working already. Not working. So just unlock the bathrooms.
Yeah, they've ruined it for everybody.
Yeah.
And if you could air it out once in a while, leave the door open. That'd be nice.
That would be nice. Get some air in there.
Let's just start propping it.
No, because then their cologne will infect our space.
Yeah, and I'm the only one who can smell good on the floor.
Yeah.
Do you think they put cologne on their butt?
Like on the butt?
Yeah. Would that work?
After they use the bathroom?
I guess that would sting.
I think it would sting.
But it'd be nice.
Doesn't seem like a good idea.
No.
Feels like there's better.
You ever try and put deodorant up there?
No, I don't have a problem with anything
don't do it.
Going on.
Don't do it.
No. Oh. Try.
No.
Speaking from experience.
They make full body deodorant. This is not to shame anybody. If you get a little sweaty, you get a little swamp butt. I mean, nothing wrong
you
with that.
You can put it.
I don't think you're supposed to put it like near.
I'm a Gold Bond guy. I've kind of tapered off over the years because it was like a self-fulfilling prophecy. The more you used it, the more you needed it. But sometimes it's
powder
just
up like a little
used
baby.
To bring it on tour and you'd be freaking out like. You'd be walking around the city, you'd be like, oh, I need my Gold Bond. I'm all fucked up.
Oh, you get that chafe going and
you
Gold Bond.
Gold Bond, man.
You need Gold Bond,
it's like
man.
I have an air conditioner on your nuts. It's great. Your whole leg area and your butthole. It's real. I highly recommend if you've got some issues down there, put some Gold Bond up your butt.
I'm very confused.
Gold Bond is a sponsor.
We should. High Noons and Gold Bond. Right.
Nooners and Bonds.
It's a Nooners party.
And Bonds. This is the first episode we've recorded in studio since a little program known as the State of the Nash, where I announced to you, the Nash, that Gatewalkers is going to be coming to not unlike the way Joe ejaculates, a premature end.
Jesus.
What the...
I'm using the word premature. You don't think I'm going to make an ejaculation joke?
I guess.
Also, your wife and I text.
There it is.
I don't know why she's bringing this up to me. She needs someone to talk to. He gets excited.
The conversation.
He's an excitable guy. You don't think this guy's a premature ejaculator?
Did the conversation start about Gold Bond?
It started there. Dovetail.
Went on.
She changed the topic very quickly. It is going to come to a premature end for a million different reasons. But really, we just feel like we can do better. We've learned a lot in the past year and a half, and I just feel like we need a fresh start, a new anus start, a new start to kind of get back to what it is we do. We've had a lot of discussions internally in fact, we're starting today's recording about 2-3 hours later than we normally started because we were having those discussions in addition to what we're doing for the tour this year. And I'm excited about it, but I think the question on most of your minds is going to be like, so when is this going to happen, right? Because this is the first episode that we're recording since it's been announced. And initially, what I wanted to do was just end it as soon as possible, because once you get it out there that it's ending, like, just end it, let's start fresh. But
The more we thought about it, the more it seems like it's going to be better for us and better for future generations who will listen to this to give it a proper ending, and also to give the time that is necessary to prep the next adventure. While I feel confident that I can prep the next story pretty quickly, if need be, we've talked about that. If there was going to be a TPK, I was like, give me a week, 2 weeks tops, and I can be ready. I know I could do that. I think that we need to kind of reapproach the way we do everything. And so Gatewalkers is going to go on for another little bit. I don't want to say how many episodes, but what I want to try and do is give this story a proper ending so that years from now, if you're listening to the Glass Cannon podcast and you finish Giant Slayer, or you're like, well, you know, I'll check out Campaign 2, you can listen to it and it doesn't just abruptly end for no reason.
Or even for the people listening now.
For even, maybe especially for the people listening now. Maybe
take them into account as well.
Yeah. So that's the plan. And wanted to put it out there and have you guys talk about it. Anything? Anything? What do you think
about it ending?
Yeah. He's sad.
You know, a lot of people online have like asked me to on streams and stuff. And I know a lot of people out there are bummed and really like our characters and really like the story, as do I. So in that sense, yeah. But in the same sense, like every story has an ending, and the fact that we are ending it just sooner than we thought, I'm not upset by that. I'm not bothered by that. And I'm really excited for what's coming up. And we were just talking about it. We're all like geeking out about, you know, new things. Mm-hmm. But I hope we do it justice to the listener and to our characters. Having played two characters that have died, now with a third new one, I'm a little bit...
The third one that Joe and I tried to kill.
Tried to kill immediately.
Right. You're going to kill the whole show so you can't play a bard. So
I didn't want to say the reason it's ending is Gikma. Didn't help.
I'm not too sad as somebody who is...
Let's put it this way. She didn't save the show.
I think in a way, though, you're an innovator because it cleared the way for our next adventure where we play a band of bards.
A band of bards.
Oops, all bards. Yep.
That's the plan.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, nothing better than a fresh start. And, you know, I think that, and I'm sure I'll be asked this ad nauseum, is like, why are we ending it early? And the answer is nuanced. Like, there are parts of this I see as a failure, if you want to get dramatic, right? But like, I don't feel like the project as a whole is a failure because we've learned such a great deal about what works and what doesn't for this particular medium. And I also don't like using Gatewalkers itself as a scapegoat for why it didn't quite pop. Because the thing is like, a lot of people listen to this. Our numbers have only gone up, but we're not seeing that big jump that you think you would see as you continue to put out quality entertainment. And I think a lot of it has to do with the way the story began and the way that we've continued to engage with this particular story. It doesn't quite work for what it is we do. And while I know that there could have been changes that I could have made along the way, it's too little too late at this point. I think it's better to kind of cut our losses and start fresh.
Yeah, I think Matthew and I went to the Knicks game last night. And,
oh, nice.
Thanks to our friend, Chris.
The
Pistons organization gets us tickets basically every year now, I hope. As long as he lives.
I bet on the first basket of that
game. As long as he lives. Oh, yes. As
long as he lives. And did you win?
I don't think I did.
Well, Skid also bet on the winner, bet to me privately, who he thought the winner was going to be based on his theory of the jump shot. And it did not pan out.
The opening shoot around, I have a theory that you can guess with 80% accuracy during the opening shoot around who is going to win an NBA game. And I guess wrong.
It was,
but
hey,
when you're right 80% of the time, you're wrong 20%. But we were talking about it last night, and I think we were saying that, I would miss the characters. And we were saying, like, maybe it would be best if, like, there was a TPK, but, like, I would love for at least the opportunity, the possibility out there for these characters to still exist in some form or another. And, you know, whether they're revisited or do cameos and something else, like whatever it is, like it would be a shame if, like, because like with side quests with like all those, like, that spoiler alert, but they were all like wiped out, something like that incident, that's something I wouldn't want to happen. Ideally it could happen, and then, you know, fine, but that's the main thing, is like my attachment to our characters in this group, like that's one thing that was like strong from the beginning.
Yeah.
For me.
That'd be fun as cameos in a different game or something.
Yeah.
That's a fun idea.
Something. Like whatever. It's just like, you know, possibilities.
A mini campaign or something in between seasons or like something. That's fun.
We've done that on another one of our shows.
Which one?
On Legacy of the Ancients.
Well, just knowing that they're out there.
Yeah.
The show you are on.
With what character? What are we talking about?
Okay, I can't say if you spoil it.
wait, really?
Yes. It clearly impacted Sydney emotionally.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I was confused.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like it may not have popped across the board, but you still love these characters, and they deserve an ending, whatever it is.
That too, like the thought of us finding out, and not to cheat the audience too, is just like to give like some sort of like sense of what's going on and like some kind of closure before we move on is nice. If we can really do that in an accelerated time frame, then that's great.
Yeah, and I'm excited too, because I don't know how that's going to look. Like, I've looked at this and I have an idea, at least for the first two thirds, of how this is going to wrap up, is going to go. And it's kind of got me more invested in the story, because I'm like, what is superfluous here and what isn't? And how do we just get to the crux of the matter? It might be a new way to play Adventure Paths, because you're like, I think we could do this entire Adventure Path in 10 sessions if you just cut out everything extraneous, all your side quests, all
everything. Speed like run an Adventure Path.
But also, like, I want you guys to drive the story. And if there's certain things about your characters that maybe have been like, oh, I'm going to wait till the finale to get this. Like, now's the time to get that stuff out there. We've already seen that kind of happen in the past couple of weeks through the way that the Ku'ula Khan has kind of taken the driver's seat. Now is the time to bring those things to the forefront, because it will come to an end, just like this band. See you right after this break.
Naish, we're coming up on 10 years of doing the Glass Cannon podcast, which is just amazing. But when I think back to Joe from 10 years ago, one thing that jumps out at me, I can't help it, is I see that I had a lot more hair back then. Yeah, I'm losing it. It's going away as I get older. Hey, it happens to the best of us. And if you're losing your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple. It's 100% online. There's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/GCN. That's hims.com/GCN for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/GCN. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Booking Hero. We've all got that silly booker of a mate who comes back from holiday with a phone bill bigger than, well, something really big. Don't be like them. Be a smart booker with On The Beach to get up to 3 gigabytes of free data. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions and exclusions apply. Atoll protected.
On The Beach.
Folks, we're back. I want to thank our sponsors, Norse Foundry and Foundry Virtual Tabletop and the Gold Bond Foundry, where Gold Bond is forged.
Where Gold Bond is forged.
Now, the Golden Bond found forged between a person, a player, and their dice. That's what we're talking about.
There you go.
You know, Norse Foundry should pair up with Gold Bond to make like a die that's full of Gold Bond, but then you can uncork a little cap. and powder up in the middle of the day.
Put it in your butt. Right.
They'd be foolish not to.
Yeah.
Put it in your butt.
Oh, my God. Manscaped is going crazy right now trying to figure out how to get Gold Bond.
Yeah. Harder in my dice.
You know, sometimes I think about from the Norse Foundry perspective. In what context are they going to be mentioned this episode? And I don't think any of them would have predicted. I don't think Drew predicted that we talked about.
You never know. That's
this
what they're
$1 million idea.
That's
what they're
guessing.
Paying for is that sort of unpredictability.
Look at these
our
little things though.
Sponsor.
You can put stuff. You got to put something in here. Why not powder? But it could be like a little drink.
Oh.
Huh? Some sure. Nooners.
Seems like a wasted space.
A Nooner in here?
A little Nooner?
Nooner X Norse Foundry.
There we go.
But a D20 that doubles as a shot glass? A tumbler?
Why not just put cocaine in there?
Oh, Matthew, that's just fool.
Matthew.
Whoa.
Matthew.
Please. We were serious.
We were serious about putting Gold Bond in dice. And you make a joke?
Just go through TSA. Like, it's just Gold Bond.
That's Norse Foundry for all your random number generating and narcotics smuggling needs.
Narcotics smuggling.
We're back from the break, and speaking of back, Kate's back!
Hey! Hey! She back!
I listened to the episode.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Can I tell a story about what happened when I walked in today?
Yes, please. Is
what?
It Kate what? Related?
Did I ignore
it's
you
Kate
again?
Related.
Sour
ignore
Kate related?
Oh. Well,
that did up. No, I walked in. Kate was here. I said, hi, Kate. She said, hey. I said, I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. How are you? And she was like, saw you a month ago.
I said, it's only been a month.
That's a long time.
That was it. I know. That's what I said. It was a long time.
That's a long. I said
it's only been a month.
I appreciate
that's a long
it.
Time.
Kate doesn't do like your just early conversation. Like, I saw you a month ago. Hasn't been a long time. My day's going fine. Thanks.
That's a third of a summer vacation.
No small talk. No small talk, Kate. That's what they call her. No small
third
talk,
of
Kate.
Summer vacation. Did you enjoy your episode off?
What'd you do? What did you?
I was driving home in a fog storm at night. To not be more tired.
Were you thinking the whole drive, like, I really hope they don't do
I was
anything.
Thinking about how much poop Zephyr was probably covered in. But I was surprised to hear that you guys were having more fun without me. Skid, I think you said that. Verbatim out loud. You're
joking.
Having more fun because I was here.
I was joking because
well,
I knew
come across
that you'd watch
in an
it
audio
later
medium.
And think, that's a really funny joke.
He was high on Norse Foundry
and I think
Coke.
Everyone here agreed.
Kate, did you hear when I stood up for you? Just wondering.
I'm just saying, yes, we had a lot of fun. Yes, you weren't here. It's up to you to decide if those things are connected.
Correlation does not equal causation.
Well, if you realize, though, did we get into any major combat? No, because we need Zephyr for that.
Yeah.
And we knew that. So we really, we knew it. We know how strong you are and how important you are in the party.
If this episode isn't fun, I don't think it's my fault.
Okay. Okay. No,
I just say
that.
I keep a spreadsheet. I keep a spreadsheet.
How fun.
A
spreadsheet of like, is that the episode number? And it's like, has fun been had? Check.
Right. Was Kate in it? Unchecked. Then you just start
I think
to notice.
You'd say,
trends.
Like, we
it's
have
so
had
weird.
Fun.
This is how
we
find only trends. One episode they had fun.
I think the record would show that we've had plenty of fun with Kate in attendance in the past.
Yes.
It's true.
It would outweigh the one time.
One time.
That was before we started collecting data, Skid.
Right.
Well, okay, we're not 100% sure.
It's all
you're probably right.
Throw it
anecdotal.
Out. Throw out the data then.
But we started collecting data with episode 68.
Right.
Like, you can only go off.
Currently one line.
You can only go off the data.
Also
we have.
Qualifying how much fun was had.
Oh,
right.
It was a disproportionate amount of fun.
Yeah.
I heard so you had a michelada.
Fun quotient.
I did. I had a michelada.
You guys are partying.
You had like a canned michelada. Yeah.
I had
we love those ones.
Modelo. What are they called?
The Modelo.
Modelo.
Modelo chiladas. Yeah.
You should reach out to them.
Reach out to them. If okay. We get them, oh, baby.
Well, that's what it was. We started.
McD, can you reach out to Modelo?
Yeah. Just text Modelo.
You know, we should just start with Natty Light. They need some help. Pabst. Okay, will you be joining us for campaign 3? That's the big question on everybody's mind because you've got quite a commute. We put you on the spot here. Are you going to be joining us for campaign 3?
Pretty busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have a lot of people who want to play games.
I understand. I imagine there's campaign 3s all around the country.
A lot of people want to play with me.
I thought you were going to say, I have a lot of people asking me for their campaign 3s. So, right. Like, I don't know, our campaign 3.
After Kate dismissed my friendly attempt at saying hello. I said, Kate, you know, we're hanging out in the studio tonight after we finish recording to watch a movie. Would you like to join us? And this was the exact same response we got.
Just that deep sigh.
I got a thing.
No, she's like, oh, I'm kind of busy.
We should get a thing.
Well, it's because I make them include me on the thread so that I feel included, but I always say I have something to do.
She wants the opportunity to say no.
No, I just want to be included. You know what sucks is when I come into the studio and you guys are all talking about this fun thing you're going to do later and I have no clue what you're talking about. I'd love to know what it is so I can be like, I don't want to do that.
Because you're too busy.
So you can mock us to our face.
You're off to record another hastily and prematurely ended campaign too.
Yeah. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Otherwise, you'd watch that movie.
The internet's littered with them.
What movie are you guys watching?
We're watching Do the Right Thing.
Ooh, classic.
Very excited. One of my
There's nudity
favorites.
In that. Be careful.
Okay.
There is nudity.
We'll let the Poopity Bros know.
Yeah, Poopity Bros know.
I also have
see Rosie Perez?
I have a very fun story about the time I met Spike Lee that I will share during the screening.
Okay. Not on recording?
No. Last night, Skin and I also decided we're going to order pizza. That might be slightly on the nose, but how can you not?
You got.
You should throw it into the studio. That'd be fun. We got friends.
What not sounds?
We're having pizza on theme. Well, we're going to do the right thing and play some Pathfinder right now. Kate, I'm glad you listened to the episode. I don't need to do a recap for you. But I'll let you know, things have been going on with the old Gula Khan, and it's made the rest of the party very nervous. You got so nervous, you pooped yourself.
Yeah, I heard.
But poop aside, you guys are back at camp. You're back at camp. You've set fire to that apothecary shop in the middle of the the market, the Mystic Market.
And good riddance. Good
riddance. Yeah.
I don't care if there were millions of dollars or gold pieces, whatever, that are now smelted.
It was
down.
Full of insulin. I don't care.
It was a symbolic burning in many ways. Burning that down, we finished the episode with Matt's watching you approach and looking beyond and seeing this burning effigy in the middle of town. I imagine an apothecary shop catches on fire. Did I say something to the effect this colors, all sorts of weird colors and shit, smoke. And then we saw another set of eyes peering through a slit in a window somewhere. Well, that's where we pick up today. You have made this deal with the Smiling Wolves. They have seen some of Sakawachi's companions, people matching those descriptions, in and about town. One was at the Mystic Market. One apparently is near where Godrak the Quick is, the leader of the Obsidian Oath. Did I tell you that name before?
No.
Okay. No. Wait, Godrak the Quick?
Godrak the Quick? I know that name.
We know that name.
I started to see the panic in your
eyes. Those are one of those things I like say. I said, and then I was like, oh no. If I put that out there, I'll have to do a whole new campaign now.
Well, they can't enjoy the story now.
Clearly, it's all been ruined. And then one was seen leaving town. And if you can help them with their problems, because they're missing some people, Godrak the Quick has been a thorn in their side. You help, you get your companions, and they'll give you a raft. Open up the gates so you can sail the fuck out of here. And so you've completed mission one. You know that navigating the town is difficult. You have to use the stars. It led to the death of Asta, and you ran into a magical cat. Killed her.
Magical killer assassin cat?
Shadow cat.
Shadow cat. So you know there are dangers involved with making a mistake. What do you want to do? I can't remember what time of day it is. I felt like you...
It's dusk.
You navigated by night because the check season.
Yes.
And so now it's night as you're approaching camp. You presumably want to go out the next day again at night. What is your plan? What do you want to talk plan or you want to start role playing? Whatever you want to do.
Gik would like to check in with Mads. Gik is very much trying to be cool as a cucumber.
Mads.
Mats, not with a soft.
The Danish would say Mats.
Mats. Gik is trying to be cool as a cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping, like, be seen by him so that he knows where she's at and that she's going to go out again with this group to continue looking. And that she hasn't found, you know, Hisoi.
Hisoi, yes. The missing member of the Smiling Wolf. So you just kind of like walk by and get in Matz's eye line.
Mm-hmm. Just so he sees that she's there and...
nods.
She gives a nod.
Rest of the camp eyeing you all as you come in. Get that same awkward feeling you felt when you first came into their camp. Although now you still feel a little more at home here. There's still this unease.
Yeah, because they eat people.
As Barnes has mentioned several times, they may be cannibals.
They're not. They don't.
They're not.
I'm just presenting it as a theory. None of you have disproven my
theory.
It
has not been disproven.
We leave again and head to...
Before they try to offer
immediately.
Food.
Immediately. In the night?
No, after a day of rest.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we don't really need a day of rest. We can just go. We're rested. We wanted to return Sakuachi's companion to him. What's her name?
Deniji.
Deniji to Sakuachi and then head back out and deal with Godric the Quick.
Sakuachi is very excited to see Deniji and they embrace, even though you've effectively given him a lost pair of shoes. Because that's how significant Deniji is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my shoes.
That was worth dying for.
Yeah. But you never know. Shoes. You never know.
I already bought another pair, but thank you.
Yes. They embrace, they hug, they look at each other. And you can see that Sakuachi is very moved by finding Deniji. There's still two more people, Ulikuk and Pamak, I believe.
I'm trying to figure out
Chronicler and the Navigator, just to give you more.
Who's who?
I believe Pamak is the Chronicler and Ulikuk is the Navigator. Hmm. And Pamak was the one that was seen walking outside.
And that's the Chronicler?
That's the Chronicler. And Ulikuk is the Navigator that they believe is with Godric. Sort of Godric rival. Now. Yes, that's with Godric's now. This rival, basically, group of bandits. You can call them mercenaries, but they're raiders, essentially. And the Obsidian Oath are raiders as well.
Should we talk order of operations? I feel like maybe the Godric and co. might be the next priority. That way we don't have to leave the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Godric and co. and
Honestly, I don't care about his friends.
I don't either.
Sakuachi.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think
we just had one of our friends die trying to get first one.
But we need to help Sakuachi.
And I think Brother Amius is kind of like thinking about this and is not sure if Sakuachi's importance in this whole thing is like...
worth it?
A trumped up sort of superstitious like nonsense from his people, or if he actually has some power.
Like his grandma gave him the mark. Like, how much power does he have, actually?
That's a good point.
And they all keep talking about how weak he is and that he needs to be protected because he's so important. Maybe they're just stupid.
Exactly.
You mean this conversation aloud?
No, I'm saying
a little bit, radiance. Maybe. A little bit. Yeah.
I'm saying this is what he's thinking.
What are you guys talking about?
You.
I just don't understand why we would necessarily drop everything to assume that he is some sort of chosen one.
But we need him to lead us to the area, right? Like,
I don't know that. Do we? Getting to the area where we believe that. I mean, he's never been there either.
He saw the beam of blue light from the top of the world.
Right, but that's effectively useless for the.
I think it comes down to this sort of belief in destiny and fate, and in meeting Sakuachi, maybe for the first time since this adventure began, you've found. A way forward, you know what I mean? Like having Dr. Riddleson send you to Seven Arches to investigate led you to this Kanipo side quest.
Right, but we didn't need him to come with us. Like, do we need Sakuachi to come with us?
If you believe in what Sakuachi says, it seems as if your destiny is tied to his quest.
The only thing that I don't believe, I have really trouble believing as a character, is that we're going to sacrifice a living god. So Ramius is like,
tough pill to swallow.
They're talking nonsense. It's complete nonsense.
Yeah.
And that's what's tricky. I haven't seen any power from this guy. I haven't seen anything that indicates he's some sort of, you know.
He does have a cool tattoo.
Anyway, this is all just to say.
Are we just doing all this on faith?
Yeah, a little.
Yes, and I don't
see. You above all people should understand that.
Well, but I choose my faith. I don't just randomly believe everything someone says because I'm a faithful person.
That's credulousness.
Faith. Right. And so, but I think this is all just to say that for now, I think...
I just ascribe to faith as a guiding principle in my life.
I believe anything anyone tells me.
Well,
some would say gullible. I say faith.
Say faithful.
Man of faith. I believe anything that there is to believe. This was all just to say, I think we just do Godrick the Quick now, because that is Matt's priority.
Yeah.
And that's who I want to satisfy now, because that's how we get out of here.
And we might get the other person.
Right.
And we want to avoid being eaten.
Well...
But keep in mind, there's...
Sure, Barnes. Sure.
The other option is still... I don't think it's something you're going to be able to avoid, because... Sakawachi needs his companion, and Motz is missing a companion.
Yeah.
But yeah, one problem at a time, I guess.
Gik is trying to get also on Mass's good side, so she, like, getting Hisoi is like a boon to her to try to deal with her Smiling Wolf stuff, but Godrick the Quick would also be a boon. So I think Gik is like, whatever gets us out of here faster.
So Hisoi and Pamok went off together?
Ulakok and Pamok went off. Hisoi went to follow them, was seen at the edge of the gates.
So Pamok, one of the Smiling Wolves saw someone sort of matching the description of Pamok wandering outside of one of the gates. And they didn't approach, they didn't know who they were. But they do know that one of their men, Hisoi, went ranging out there and also disappeared. Okay. So they think, like, okay, if you want to go find your person, Pamok, this is what we know. While you're out there, see if you can find Hisoi as well. They may be lost. Ulikook, different story. Ulikook.
Okay.
All right, so it's you, Godrick.
Godrick the Quick. All right,
Godrick the Quick.
Godrick the Quack.
You know what? Let's just look at a map here that I have not shown you yet on Foundry.
Whoa.
Virtual tabletop.
Wow. Holy smokes. My God. This city is huge.
It was confusing before they became under the influence of some.
One of the reasons I didn't show it to you is because it is ever changing. And this is sort of what it looks like when the world isn't weird and crazy. You can see where the observatory is in the middle of town. You can see where the Mystic Market is. Or is that hidden to you?
It's all hidden.
Okay.
Except Skywatch Gates and the observatory.
All right. So let me reveal some of them to you.
There's some birds.
There are some birds.
See
and
birds.
A flying bee.
There's the Mystic
birds.
Market.
Yeah.
There's the Smiling Wolves camp.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The lockhouse. And there is the guard post, which is where Godrick the Quick is.
So
you see some locations there, and then there's the little ice rhyme. So if things work out, they'll give you a boat. You can sail north right the fuck out of here.
Awesome. It flows north?
It flows north, yeah.
Wow, nice.
So yeah, this is a nice little map. See, I'm not holding anything back. Neither should you.
Well, we charge heedlessly out to the city then.
You have been the team survivalist as of late. Do you want to continue in that role to see if you can appropriately navigate the stars?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll do a survival
check. I think it's only appropriate, though, at some point before you go out, you have an interaction with Hubert. He's there, and things have been weird.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, he's been weird.
Well, has he?
He's been upset.
He's been angry. Been upset. Very angry.
He's changed.
So we'll just do
demeanor
a quick,
has changed.
We'll do a, we'll
maybe
do a quick
we like
little,
walk by him and we try to shuffle by. We're like, give him a nod.
I think he's like, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, you all came back this time. Good. Good.
Yes. But barely, Hubert. This city is something horrible's happening here. And we can't quite figure out what it is. But it's very dangerous.
What's your plan?
Our plan is to get a boat and get out of here, Hubert, as soon as possible. And I assume you're coming with us.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Would you like to come with us, Hubert?
Not quite sure. Not quite sure what it is I want to do. Don't like these people. But since I've been with them, none of them have perished. They seem to be strong, hearty. Got some good food. We don't really have much of anything.
I would be careful about that food.
Just lay off it, man. It's not... We're not eating people.
I don't believe you.
I know.
He's not going to believe
I
you.
I know. I've realized that you're a very paranoid dude.
I think it's...
Yeah, but these are... Paranoid. Yes, they are.
Wary of...
Always like that? Like...
Matt, people eating human flesh?
Kind of seems intense. He
likes to pick a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, but they are indeed strong, yes. But they are dangerous folk. Not sure that you would be...
Oh, no, you can't stay with them. Are you talking about the Smiling Wolves?
I don't think you'd be safe here, Hubert.
Just thinking about it. You never know.
Well, you could take her place, maybe.
No, you don't want to take my... I know you don't particularly like me, which I don't really understand. I don't know really what I did wrong by you. But, I mean, I would not stay here if I were you. They're not friendly. They're not going to be your friend.
When you left last night, I saw a shooting bedazzle.
Star.
What's that word?
Star. In the sky?
Bedazzle, yeah.
Shooting star.
Shooting bedazzle.
Okay.
And I made a wish.
What'd you wish for?
To go home. My world had its problems, but I think it's better than here.
You want to go back to Nighthold?
Maybe. See if wishing on bedazzles works.
Well, we can help you get to a cursed pocket dimension if that's what you want.
I think you've helped enough. Hungry. Gonna go see what they're cooking.
Be careful.
Is that how he walks?
Oh, what's he doing?
Can't even get mad at him.
Is he sick?
Walks so silly.
Is he okay?
I believe we've lost him, Zephyr. He doesn't trust us anymore.
I actually haven't considered the ethics of a hedgehog eating people. Might be different.
It's not people.
Wink's as good as a knob to a blind man.
I mean, we've been trying to get rid of him this whole time, though, right?
I know, but now it feels...
Now he seems...
Putting him in danger purposely. He doesn't seem to know what's best for him.
But to be fair, he seems stupid.
Yes.
How could you say that?
Only an idiot would think that it's good to stay with Smiling Wolves after seeing what they do.
Well, he's naive.
You stay with the Smiling Wolves.
I ain't said I'm smart.
You ain't said you smart?
That's what I said.
Remus nods sadly.
Why are you laughing? That's what I said. What's so funny?
You said you smart?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Of course, this is not a place to leave him. But I'm not sure we can drag him kicking and screaming wherever we go. Right? He has to want to come.
We have some responsibility towards him now. We've taken him away from his home.
He knows nothing of this world.
Well, at this point,
nothing of this world, a little of his own.
At this point, he wants to go back.
Where's
that dimension?
Where's he live?
That awful dimension. Wants to stay with us.
He lives in a place called Nighthold. It is not of this plane.
Oh.
And we found it by walking through the gates. If there was another gate and a way through to Nighthold and he could see his way through, would you let him go, Buggles? Would you, Zephyr?
Yeah. If he wanted to.
I'd try to discourage him, but if it's what he wanted, I suppose.
It is his home.
Do you have a clear way to get to Nighthold from here?
Of course not, but there is nothing here that's clear, Barnes. It's something that if the opportunity arose suddenly, I'm just curious if we'd encourage him to go or not.
It's his choice. We can inform him of the dangers of this world and that world. He can make his decision after that.
Yes.
I don't know him, but I'll help y'all with whatever. I think it's not great to take animals out of their natural habitats, so probably good to put him back, right?
It's also hard to call him an animal. I know that he appears as one, but he's not. He's a creature of another...
Ain't he a mouse?
Hedgehog.
Mouse.
Hedgehog.
Right, yeah, same thing. Spiky, right? He's spiky?
But I don't believe he...
Spiky,
I think
like
he appears
mouse.
As a hedgehog. I don't believe he is one.
What do you think he is?
He is a... He is
an illusionist.
Being of another plane.
Doesn't he only have one hole? Yeah, he might not be a hedgehog.
He said he poops and pees at the same place.
I never thought about the anatomy of a hedgehog. I don't know.
He told us. He just volunteers so much information that we never asked. Yeah,
repeatedly.
Yes, he's so quiet. I'm shocked.
He does have sexual relations with quite a few inanimate objects.
He's been quieter weirder since Asta.
Quieter, more hostile, much less sexualized. Ever since.
I'm confused.
It is fascinating. He's no stranger to grief. And yet, this has affected him in some different way, the loss of Asta.
Well, he is of very, very little importance in the campaign, so I suggest we keep moving.
And Remus will look at the fucking stars.
I was going to say, like,
just look right at the camera. Like, nothing to the campaign. So I say we just go.
I was going to say, this is so typical of us. We're talking about streamlining our way at the end of the adventure.
And then spent 45 minutes.
It's his fault. What to do with
an NPC.
He made him the way he is.
I'd see in the book.
He is in the book.
It's in the book.
It
was art and everything.
Well, we tried. Let's see, like, what happens when we leave. Like,
yeah, exactly. There will be stages with Hubert. We'll see when we actually leave. When the rubber hits the road, what's he going to do? Is he going to stay or is he going to come? He's going to come.
I hate.
And then we'll decide once we get to a gate. Is he going to leave or is he going to stay?
I hate to speed y'all along when you're talking about
a little too much of that.
Such a clearly dear, close friend of yours, but we really should hit the road if we're trying to take care of Godrek.
That's literally what I just said.
No, you didn't. You said it, Joe O'Brien.
You busy breaking the fourth wall.
You didn't say it, Ramius.
I did say it.
All right, what are you doing, Ramius?
You can't tell our voices apart.
Survival check. At the stars!
I love when Joe does this roll.
God. This sucks.
Do you want me to aid you? You already rolled. Do you want anything?
I got an 18.
For
survival, for trying to trek by the stars to get to Godrek the Swift's camp at the guard post as soon as possible without triggering any unnecessary encounters.
Impossible.
I love how we have leverage now. We run into something.
This is so great.
Is this a necessary encounter?
That's impossible.
Is this further our mission?
This is another layer to this game that's really fun right now. I'm really enjoying
Roll to navigate against side quests.
Save against side quests.
You begin setting out from the Smiling Wolves camp, trying to use the stars to find your way to the guard post based on the directions that Matt's has given you and based on this map on Foundry. After about an hour of walking through the streets, you get that horrible sense that you're seeing things that you've already passed. Didn't we just walk by that? You look and you don't see Matz's camp there, but you also feel, based on the directions that you were given, that you should be at the guard post or near the guard post, and you're seeing what looks like a repetitive street. And as you're walking, you hear this snarl. And we'll be back right after this break. This deep, low growl, much cooler than I did right there. Coming from one of the buildings. And then a voice. You there. Hold. And emerging from one of the nearby buildings.
Face me, Gamork!
Is this enormous winter wolf.
It is the fucking Gamork.
What? Shaggy.
A wolf?
On all fours? Like
on all fours.
Quadruped
it's
wolf?
It's like shaggy and muscular. It's like the size of a horse. And
size of a horse?
The size of a horse.
Jesus.
And it's got like scars on blood stains all over its body. It looks like lines written in its skin. Just gaping wounds that are either bleeding or at one point were bloodied. There's crusted blood all over it, and it lopes forward.
Gek, you're right there. This is a trade. I offer you a trade.
Can everyone hear the wolf?
Yes.
I asked the party. Can everyone hear his wolf? Is it me or is it
gigantic wolf right in front of us, right?
Just making sure it's me. If it's me or is it everybody?
I heard it.
Please, we mean you no harm.
A trade of what? We don't have goods.
You look hurt.
My eyes see more than most. I will give you that power, but you must take what I give you. Crusted blood on its shoulder blades, on its skin, its white fur dappled with this. One of you, take, and I will give.
Can I roll an SCR door to see what I know what he's talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, like, what kind of sight?
Who are you? Who are you?
I want to, like, just heal him.
15.
It's not enough.
Yeah, no, it was natural 3.
Yeah, not enough.
Could I do
nature?
Not arcana?
More arcana than nature.
Could I do arcana in this moment?
Try.
I'm going to try it, too.
I'm going to try it. That's going to be 21.
21. You think that this wolf has been cursed.
Oh.
And perhaps it's offering you something in exchange for taking the curse.
Oh, fuck.
But you're not even sure that's how curses work, although they all work differently.
Tell us more about the site you described.
Who are you? Who are you? My name is Ystald. Long ago, I left my kin to hunt alone. But shortly thereafter, I came into the employ of a powerful moon hag, a witch. It was a relationship that worked for some time, but I grew tired of her, and I knew that she grew tired of me as well. But I had pledged my service to her. When I announced my decision to move on, she gave me these pains that I now feel. I walk the earth cursed with what she gave me. I have powers, though. Take from me this curse, and I will imbue you with great power.
Hold on.
How?
I cannot say.
What kind of power?
I cannot say.
Zephyr, what kind of curse?
Just take it.
Zephyr is interested.
Oh.
What
the hell?
She wants to know what's going on. She wants to be able to see.
Can I heal this guy real quick? Just like, this is what I would do, I think. Can I cast? I'm going to cast Soothe.
Okay.
And you're going to get 1d10 plus 4 hit points.
Okay. Is there a saving throw or anything, or is it just you're just casting to some?
You
to
grace
heal
the target's mind, boosting its mental defenses and healing its wounds. You also get a plus 2 save against mental effects for the duration.
Fun. All right, so you cast this, some glowing light extends from your hands over the body of this huge, though badly beaten or injured wolf, and it like cries out in pain. Its wounds like start to close up a little bit, but then they like reopen. So there's this period of like ecstasy followed by more shouts of pain. No, please, please do not attempt to heal me.
Sorry.
I would not force this on you, but if you take it, surely the gods will smile upon this deed. If not, be gone and let me die.
Zephyr steps forward. I think part of her sees, like, Asa was a kitsune, seeing her all, like, slashed up from the cat fight, now being presented with this being that's a wolf. She isn't clear on her, on like why she's still here. So the thought of having
survivor guilt,
more clarity, is a good exchange. I think she thinks she can handle the pain.
It might also kill you.
You don't even know what it does.
It's not gonna, it didn't kill him.
Could force
I
you.
I couldn't heal him. Did you see that?
Compel you to eat human flesh.
Hey, actually, you know what? Don't listen to him. If you want to do whatever you want
to
do.
Give it to bards.
Would one of you take this?
What do I take? What do I do?
Step forward. Step forward and look into my eyes.
She steps forward and she looks.
The wolf just lopes towards you and then bends down so that its eyes are level with yours. And you see its pupils are just like mottled and yellow, like they're these little dots all over what should just be a nice clear eyeball. And as you look, you see those clouds start to dissipate and the yellow starts to turn a clear, beautiful, brilliant blue. At the same time, any of you looking at Zephyr see Zephyr's eyes change to bright yellow, like a sickly yellow. And those same clouds that were in the eyes of Ystald start to pop up around your iris and pupil as well. And then the wolf like lets out this huge breath. It is done. It is done. Thank you.
Does she like see differently or does she feel differently right now?
You feel a little bit differently. And suddenly, all of you who are watching the wolf see the wolf disappear from sight.
Like run away or like vanish?
Just vanish in air.
Oh, I wonder if I got...
But you continue to see the wolf.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
You see me.
Where did it go?
You now hear the voice.
Yeah.
You run...
Vanished, right?
What?
Come back, wolf!
I think she's ignoring you guys because she's like locked in on his gaze.
Zephyr, are you okay?
Son of a... I knew it was going to pull something.
No,
I
got my crossbow. No.
Are you consumed with the desire to eat human flesh?
Barnes!
If you can see me, then the transfer has worked. You have gained great power.
Zephyr?
However, I apologize for the pain you may suffer as well. That, however, is up to you.
What do you mean?
And the wolf starts to back away.
Wait, wait, wait. What power do I have? Can you tell me? What do I not do?
If you can see me and your friends cannot, then you already know. Ooh. Good day. The wolf gallops off.
Can we hear it?
You can hear sounds of maybe you see
prints
in the snow.
So he said, if I can see him, I already know like what not to do.
If you can see him, you already know what powers have been imbued to you, and it seems like you have the power to see things that are invisible.
At the same time, maybe your friends notice this before you, on your arms, words start to appear amongst your tattoo, or your tattoos, your sleeve.
Do you have sleeves on both sides or just one?
I think just one arm, yeah. Okay.
So mixed in with your sleeve of tattoos, you see words start to appear. Looks like a tattoo at first, but they feel like cut into your skin. And it is an oath you have sworn. What do you think that oath is? What do you think you are bound to do? Either something that started since this campaign began, or maybe an oath that happened previous to your, prior to meeting this band of people that is something that you have promised and you have not broken.
I think it's like an oath to stay with the group, honestly, because it's been something she's like struggled with, especially on Castrovel. Like, should I stay? Should I go? And then staying is hard, obviously, because we keep losing people. But for reasons, it's important to her too. And she keeps making that choice.
It's a paradox. It's like if you go, there could be trouble. And if you stay, it could be doubled.
Yeah.
this. You're so happy, aren't you?
So sad.
so proud of yourself, aren't you?
That's what it says.
Is that what it starts saying?
It's carved yeah. in.
Should that's I like, stay or should I
just the stay. Just the liner notes from London Calling.
And then you pull your shirt down, it says Memento, and you're like, what is that?
But and yeah.
I'll just stay with the group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zephyr, are you all right?
Yeah, I feel...
You're talking to yourself.
Did he? No. What happened?
I think I got his power.
What
his power? Curse.
Wait, look at me.
What? And maybe she sees like a couple floaters, but like not really.
Your eyes are different.
What the?
Yellow.
They're yellow, like his.
And like dots, like a spider's
is
eye.
Is it like the whites are yellow or like...
It looks
iris.
Like you have some sort of disease yeah. that has like cloudy spots all over your eyes. I mean, it's just sickly looking.
Cataracts.
Jaundice.
Yeah, like cat eyes, but with like, yes, jaundice.
Wait.
It's jaundice with spots.
Cat eyes or I said cataracts. Does she have cat eyes?
You have cataracts. They are, it is a form of cataracts. Cat eyes and cataracts.
Okay.
Cataract eyes.
Are you in any...
No, my arm is a little itchy. What is...
And then
and she
we
like,
see
the words.
I will never leave Brother Rabius. And he's like...
I think it just says like, stay.
When did you get that?
When did you carve that into your skin?
It just says stay.
I think it
so
just says stay.
Creepy.
Right,
that's
for now. Like it's like slowly
creepier.
Starting to carve in. Just like stay.
Stay.
For now.
Are you in any pain?
No, just like this... is a little itchy on my arm. I feel a little different, but like not bad.
What was that?
You didn't see him run away?
Run away? No, I saw him vanish.
Oh, we'll no, look, and then maybe he'll see the tracks in the snow if, on second glance. Like,
he vanished. He became invisible.
No, he ran away.
He
talked to me.
To us, he disappeared.
He just disappeared. Perhaps you are able to see that he's speaking about.
See beyond.
See the unseen.
And she like looks around and she's like, I feel like at that point you're like trying to use your power that
yeah,
you think you have.
Spider.
Yeah.
She's just like looking around.
Do a
around.
Perception check. Do you see something? See?
Trying to see
yeah.
stuff.
Try it out.
Can
you
navigate these
you
fucking
see?
Streets?
Natural one.
You've got cataracts.
These dumb cat eyes aren't working. These stupid cat eyes.
Lie. Fuck.
Yeah, you don't feel any different, but it seems like you have some sort of power to see things that are invisible. Is that a constant ability? Is it something that's going to be situational? You don't know, but more importantly, what is the curse that you've been... Mm. afflicted with.
I'm concerned that it's something like if you get injured, like you're fine now, but right. if you get hurt, we wouldn't be able, you would, the wounds would linger. We could not heal you. Like something happened to Thor, I think, at one point in the comics. So you don't want to end up like Thor.
I just, the Thor curse.
Just what I always say.
Just want to point out, we have to be really careful. I tried to heal that guy whose name I actually forgot. I wrote it down. Istalt. I tried to heal Istalt, that wolf guy, and I couldn't heal him. What if you get hurt?
I mean, I'm not hurt, though. Who knows what that was from?
Git kind of looks at every... Like, I don't know Zephyr that well, but Git kind of looks around like, is this what we're doing?
I don't know what we're doing.
It's done.
Okay.
Curses manifest in very different ways for different people.
We could use any power that we're offered at this point, I think.
And if you can see the unseen, perhaps you can help guide us to the camp of these obsidian oath.
Carrying over that natural one.
Yeah, rolling really, a natural one is funny.
I don't know
see
if I can
different?
Tell directions still.
Oh, great. Back to the stars, I guess. Navigate this city.
Maybe it's other things I can see.
Can I do another survival check?
Yeah. Anybody want to aid? Because you can aid, I believe.
I aid one, the shrine. I would like to aid.
One person can aid.
Oh.
I aid.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Plus one.
Looks like a single digit from here.
That's cool. Is it a one?
It's unspeakable. That's 17.
Okay.
Wait.
Wait, with the 8?
Sorry. Yes, 17.
17. All right, so... you continue. Another hour passes. More repetitiveness. Another hour passes. More repetitiveness. This continues to the point where the sun starts to come up.
God.
You may be, I'm going to play your character a little bit. At a certain point, you might be like, we just fucking turn back. You can't even turn back. You get caught in this loop. So now it's, you know, dawn.
God.
By the time that you...
Now I can't see them.
Approach. Gray post.
Wait. I think that's it. Right?
You see up in the distance, copious amounts of blood staining the face of this squat stone building. Looks it's likely spattered from this heap of animal carcasses that are laying on the ground nearby, like maybe they were chopped. The blood splattering seems to be like near where these animal carcasses are. All the windows are barred. And it looks like the front door is made of hardwood that's been reinforced with iron fixtures. There is a tattered linen painted with the symbol of a trident against a gray flame hanging prominently above the lintel. And let's go to the map.
Ooh.
Oh, this is it.
I would say you're probably a little bit further away from where I put you on the map. You might even be approaching from over here.
Ooh.
See the blood stains. Just give you an idea of the building.
Right.
What do you do?
What?
Where's the door?
These cattle that are on the ground.
We should definitely look at these.
There's
cattle.
A door over to the east.
Door right. Door to the bottom, and then a door, like door to the south. And then a door just past where these carcasses are.
Really?
Oh. See, I see the one in the south.
I don't see.
Yeah, I don't see the door on the side.
Sorry. Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not a door. It's a window.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. There's only one door. It looks like that. That's the where I'm pinging on the map here, which is the southernmost part of the building. That's where the door is with that banner.
Could I do a survival check on the cattle, or does it have to be like a medicine check?
Or can it be stabling lore since you stable cattle?
Stabling lore.
Finally. It worked with that cow with 6 udders. It'll definitely work now.
I've seen a lot of wounded cows with my stabling.
I think that before we would get, I don't know, quite this close, I would walk the entire perimeter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can walk. If I just want to look at these cows because we're right in front of them. I just want to see, try to find out what killed them. I don't know. I only have like survival to roll. If you want to roll medicine, I don't know.
I have nature.
I don't want to get anywhere near the cows. I don't want anything to do with
them. We're right next.
He's saying before our pawns even
approach. Mad to get near those cows.
Like, I think just from a distance. I mean, what's going on here? Like, what's going on here? You know what I mean? Like, I would imagine we're talking on the way there. Like, fuck, what's our plan?
All right, so let's walk the perimeter.
Are we just going to, like, show up at a camp of raiders and murder all the raiders? Like, is that feasible? Is that the plan?
Probably it's going to end up happening.
Or are we going to, like, try to sell them on leaving?
Or come up with some ruse to get inside and then kill them all?
And kill them all.
I mean, I'm a smiling wolf.
If you start to walk the perimeter, you notice two things. One, that blood that you've seen smeared near where the slaughtered animals are, it's smeared all over the building. It's like just blood smears all around the circle.
Probably some sort of protection ritual.
These guys are nasty.
The second thing you see
Old Testament type shit.
Yeah.
Actually, anybody doing a perimeter check, to roll a perception check.
23.
14.
20,
27. Right,
19.
So,
natural one.
Okay, so Buggles and Ramius, you notice as well, like in the bushes, kind of off near where the door is, there are these crumpled up, like torn banners. And if you open them up, you see like the symbols of Brevoy on them.
And so you start to put two and two together and you think like, oh, they must have tore down those banners and put up their banner, this trident, this hastily made banner outside. Why they covered the walls with blood, you don't.
Barnes, have you ever heard of this in any of your studies?
Can I roll? I mean, I don't know that it's a haunt, so I think I have to roll a minus two.
Society would probably be good here. Or your esoteric lore.
I'll do esoteric lore at a minus two.
Okay. I'm trained in society.
25.
Wow.
Okay. You think that this might be posturing, like a way to scare off potential people that want to challenge their authority. They've set up their headquarters here, and this is like, don't fuck with us, or it'll be your blood on our walls.
Like planting heads on spikes.
You know, this might just be a fear tactic.
They should have used something other than cows, I feel like, to be more scary.
I bet all this blood is just cow's blood.
Yeah.
Leaving the exsanguinated cows in front does seem
kind of gives it away.
Give it away a bit.
Just put the cow blood on there.
Maybe they just like the cows as well.
Yes. Perhaps the cows wronged them somehow.
That's a great idea, Buggleseth. Let's bring it up.
Yes.
When we see them.
We hate these cows too.
Shh. Oh, good. Your voice.
Oh, sorry. What do you expect to do here, Barnes? You're going to knock on the door.
Just knock on the door.
I think we should just knock on the door.
And then what? Fight them.
Fight them. Did we even see any other entrances when we cased the perimeter, right?
Or if no. We could go into a window?
There are windows, but they're all barred.
So,
we have a bard.
Hi. They're all bards. They're all pictures.
They're
of
all bards? Monks. Me?
Who are you really?
Famous bards.
Yeah, so maybe we'll do a quick huddle and maybe let's... Yeah, we'll knock on the door.
Can you just remind me before we do this? I have Godrak the Quick. Yibor is Matt's man who found a guard post and home of Godrak the Quick. I didn't... Who is Godrak to the Smiling Wolves? Just so, because I think
He's
I would...
The leader of the enemy...
What's the enemy group called?
Obsidian Oath.
Obsidian Oath. And he's the leader. And have the Smiling Wolves like met him or is it?
I think it's the vibe you got. I don't know if they said it directly or not because I can't remember the role play. Was that they're a pain in the ass. They're trying to raid the city and these hobgoblins have different tactics. And he also, I think, mentioned something to the point that like, we're raiders. I'm not going to lie about that. But like these guys like, killing for killing's sake, and that's not our jam. So they're nasty customers.
We fought against some of them.
Yeah, and survived a gauntlet.
Just wondering if Gick had like a relationship with them, but no, it's just raider v raider.
Yeah, I don't think if there was any interactions between actual Smiling Wolves and these...
We'd kill each other.
Yeah, but you weren't along for those.
Okay.
Did we ever learn the name of the lieutenant? Or the boss?
Yeah.
Oh, the lady?
Yeah.
Nezcarath? I have it in my notes.
Something to that effect.
So what if we knock on the door and we
Narcissa.
Say...
Narcissa.
Narcissa. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great name.
Good. That is Narcissa. A good name.
Narcissa of the...
Silent knock.
Silent knock.
Let's knock on the door and maybe we'll say we have a message for Grodak. Quick.
Godrak. We should call him the right name.
Grodak.
I think he would be offended.
Yes.
And Gonad from, the Quick.
From Narcissa.
Gonad the Quick.
See if we can get an audience and then rain out and go from there.
Right. I'll stay close.
And sorry, just to be clear, y'all killed that person?
We can offer them ultimatum.
Yeah.
Yes, we did when she attacked us.
She's dead.
Okay.
Okay, Bonds. Good luck.
I'll be right behind you.
Ramius will get behind Barnes.
All right.
Should we like be around the corner, not Joan, or should we go to the door as well?
I think come with me. I'll be ready for anything. Barnes will knock on the door.
You get your hand up. Before it even touches the door, a voice pipes up. From inside. We have no quarrel with you!
Oh, forgive me. I have no quarrel with you either. We bear a message from Narcissa.
Narcissa is dead, and you know that.
Brilliant, Matthew.
Yes, of course.
Also, what was the message going to be when they...
She told us the message before she died.
See you in hell.
The message is like, I'm dying.
help.
Is it like a little eye, John?
No, because I said something about the money. money. Something about the money.
The will is.
Something about the money.
John Edwards.
something about the money.
Yes, yes.
There's one of that with the name with the P.
G. I'm hearing G.
Maybe it's I'm Godrek.
I'm hearing it.
How do they. But we killed everyone, right? So
yeah, you killed everybody.
So there's no. They found out she's dead. They must have found out on their own.
Yes, that's what it seems like.
Didn't we throw her body in the river or something? Or what do?
We just left the corpses.
Okay. Let us dispense with these untruths. We have the creature that you seek. If you wish no further harm to come to him, then we should talk. No more lies.
No more lies. That sounds wonderful.
We know who you are. One of our scouts watched you battle with my patrol. We know that you possess great strength. We don't want to perish, nor do we wish to shed any more blood. We do, however, want out of this city. Try though we may, this navigator we captured claims to have no way of escaping this place. We have used every method available to get him to talk, but he's either lying or we are all trapped in here for eternity. Do you know how to leave this city?
We do.
We can lead you out. I can lead you out.
We found you here, didn't we?
And if you leave, and there's no problems, I can tell the Smiling Wolves. We've got one less problem. No more bloodshed.
So a bargain, perhaps?
Yes, a bargain. We will see you out of the city. You go on your way.
And you give us Ulikook. Or whoever you have. Who you got?
The navigator. Yes, Ulikook.
All right, just checking, making sure we have... Could be somebody that we don't care about, so I just want to make sure.
That part of his story checks out. All right, so you're saying we give you the navigator, and you give us safe passage out of this city.
We'll guide you ourselves.
How many of you are there?
Enough.
It's dangerous out here, so if you run into anything...
We can't protect all of you, so if there's a... I'm just wondering...
It's dangerous in here as well.
Well, how many of you are
You there? Should know, should a battle break out between us. You will perish as well.
No. I wasn't saying that. I was just saying, if we run into problems on the way out, be on your guard and please help.
Is it currently in the morning? So
yes, dawn.
It's daybreak.
Yes, dawn.
Zephyr, cool new ink. Zephyr, is this how you bargain?
Yes.
I'm asking nicely.
We tricked you navigating your way out of here, so do it by night so you can see the stars.
And why do you travel by day?
Well,
because we're that good.
We've had a long night.
Motherfucker.
There's still one star up there.
We encountered a cursed wolf on our way.
Oh, that old yarn.
No, it's true.
No. You said no more lies. That part's true.
No, we're serious. It's stalled.
The old I encountered a cursed wolf.
No, he's a...
No, it's...
I've heard it once, I've heard it a million times.
It was real.
Let me guess. They had a curse to give you?
Yeah.
Fools, you know? I've read all those nursery rhymes.
Do you want to get out of this godforsaken city or not?
Let me ask you this. Why would you stay here? Why have you not used your power to leave if you possess such a power?
We're trying to. We're just gathering our allies before we do.
This Ulikook is your ally, this navigator?
We are leaving none behind. We're trying to all escape the city together.
Well, how will this work? We hold on to the navigator until we know that we are safe, and we slit their throat if you lie.
Yes.
No.
That's fine.
Yes.
That is not the outcome we desire, but if that's the plan.
Hold on. You should know that they cannot walk anymore.
What did you do to them?
We interrogated him. And we have our own methods. You are lucky they are still alive. So
you return our ally to us in less than ideal condition.
Yes. The other option is that they return to you dead.
The other option is you stay here forever.
That's true.
Perhaps you can sweeten the deal a little bit.
We cannot heal them. We cannot make them walk.
Well, then we can't travel together as a group with dead weight. We'll have to bring them back to safety first.
Well, perhaps you can just find another magical wolf to give you a magic carpet.
How about
you can fly us out of this city?
This guy's really never seen a magical wolf.
Your genie can help you.
You return our ally to us in less than ideal sight. Perhaps you can sweeten the pot. What have you found in the city of value?
That is ours to keep.
Well, you may keep it in there until you die. Good night.
All right. Kill him!
We're both just bluffing.
We're both bluffing.
Right. Then there's no pause.
Yeah, we just both stand there.
I don't hear any screaming.
Oh, you're killing me!
In the same exact voice.
Stop killing me!
You truly are fearsome.
Stop killing me.
Stop killing me. It really hurts.
Do you want us to continue?
We need to see the condition of Ulikook.
Listen. He will heal in time. You let us go with everything we found. We are ready to walk away. But we need your assurance that we will be allowed to leave safely.
Open the door.
The past is the past.
Open the door.
We will carry him. We will bear him out ourselves. That
and
is the deal.
Continue to negotiate like this. It's exhausting. Open your door.
You're exhausting.
We're coming in.
Your face is exhausting.
We're coming in.
Your mother's exhausting.
You open that door, we're kicking it down. We're coming.
All right.
You unlock that door right now.
The door opens and a body is tossed out.
Whoa.
Of a human man. He's battered and bruised. Clearly has at least one broken leg. And they just push him down. And then out from behind, you see like half a dozen hobgoblins. They've got various weapons.
Put your weapons down. We're not going to harm you. Do you have a cart or something? Anything?
Did you say cart or cot?
Cart.
I still am not sure what you're saying.
Not have been clearer.
A cart.
Spell the word.
Jason.
Say a
car.
A cart.
Do I say if I have a car? Cart? Cart. No. No. They are anathema to us.
Anathema.
Wheels. Wheel, the invention of the wheel is anathema to you.
Do not know hobgoblins and carts do not mingle. So no, we do not have a cart. But we have several carts if you'd like to make a makeshift stretcher.
How are we going to take him?
Okay. Have them carry him.
Yeah, yeah. There's more of them.
We have to carry all our treasure. But we could put the treasure and the wounded navigator on a cart.
So you do have one.
Nope.
No.
We're wasting valuable daylight.
We're waiting till nightfall. You have plenty of time.
Yeah. We stand out here for five more hours.
Get to know each other.
It's dawn. It's dawn now.
Never hung out the hobgoblin this long.
We're nightfall. It's like we're wasting valuable time.
Let's go.
And it takes them a little while. They've ransacked a lot of the city and they want to take as much as possible. You see them like, oh, we're going to have to leave this behind. We have to leave this behind. In the meantime, you can talk to Ulikook.
You are leaving stuff behind.
I see them trying to put like...
We're trying to decide what's vital.
Gigantic French ornate doors. Just like huge wooden doors onto it. They're just like, this will never fit.
Zephyr's looking at all the treasure that they're like trying to put together just like longingly like, Asta would love this right now.
She would.
She would just
she'd be
she would derail the entire
stuff.
Negotiation.
She'd be just
so. She'd be in heaven.
In heaven.
Like she is right
absolutely.
Now.
And she's just like kind of laughing to herself, just like, huh?
She'd be in heaven.
God,
like she is right
is,
now.
If only. This is like a moment that she would truly live for. She had been living for this moment.
She'd steal so many tiny items from them.
It said she shall not live
for this. Not live for this moment.
Do you see any invisible?
Oh,
yeah. Invisible I think Zephyr's trying to see something that she could like steal for fun. To
Brother
honor Asta.
Brother Amis, is there anything you can do for Ulikook?
That's what he's trying to do. I'm like, I think Buggles is like holding him up like by the shoulders. He's like trying to hold his head up.
Hold still. Hold still.
Joe, you seem depressed. You all right?
Or is Rainius depressed?
This is a nightmare. The whole situation is a complete nightmare.
Which situation in particular? No, we have to know.
It's okay.
No, it's so
I'm
so
just
going
to kneel point down next to next to Ulikook, and obviously very injured.
What is your name?
Oh, God.
Brother Ramius of Latria, I'm going to try to help you. Where does it hurt worse? I see your leg is in terrible condition. Yes,
the bone sticking out of my leg is where most of the pain is.
We're going to try to splint it.
Oh, and you're some kind of doctor?
Bite down on this.
And, would you like a cigarette?
No.
He hands him like a strap of leather to bite on, and he's going to begin a process of splinting the leg. Travel, and so he has... This is... I haven't stopped.
Oh, it's just the taste of this leather.
He's a super taster.
What is this?
Where did you get this leather?
It spent some brief time
is it in my sweaty butt. Belt.
I'm sorry.
I use it to buy my gold bond.
I use it to keep from chafing.
It's an old saddle.
And he will... He's going to set the leg. So.
Give me a medicine check.
Oh, my God.
For this poor sap.
Just hold still. Don't thrash, it'll fall worse.
Oh, sorry. Fingers
slipped. You bastard. Oh,
that's a good sign.
Matthew has like front row seats to
this poor bastard.
For the role. He's
like buying tickets for a car wreck.
Bonds. Hold him down.
I have him.
25.
Ah. Oh, it hurt a great deal at first, but I feel...
Oh, it's good.
...as if that was the right call.
It worked.
Who are you?
We are friends of Sakuachi. Wait, we met him on the way.
You're friends of Sakuachi? You're here to reunite me?
Yes.
With him.
We're here to rescue you.
Oh. He's in the process of splinting the leg.
We're here with Sakuachi.
We're here to rescue you.
I was with Sakuachi and the others, and we came to this place and we got split up. We were harried by these creatures, and I was captured, but I assumed the worst of Sakuachi and yes. Hamak and Deniji. Do you have the others?
They have all survived. Well, we don't know about Hamak. We're still searching for Hamak, but we have found you, and we're going to get you back to Sakuachi right away.
Thank you. I hope you've not bargained more than you are able to give.
Well,
these creatures, they are horrible.
During the commotion, Zephyr's not with you. She is helping the hobgoblins and trying to palm the coolest looking rock. And she rolled a 25 thievery.
Ooh.
A little perception.
Oh, is this how you guys feel when Oster would do stuff?
Because
I feel so
it's so fun.
Nervous.
Is this how you feel when you do it? Isn't it thrilling?
How do you feel right now, Sydney?
Oh, so scared.
All right, maybe you see this like case off to the side, and well, no one's looking, or you hope no one's looking. You flick the case open, and there are two arrows inside.
Ooh. Oh, that's lucky.
I don't know what they are, but why would you store them in a case?
Casually, while the screams are happening, the bones are being set, and they're trying to fumble with their stuff, she swipes it.
Maybe you can, like, drop your quiver. It's like, oh, no, and gather them up with
my arrows.
So you pop those in your quiv, and then...
That's really no way.
There's a box to put it, Joe.
You place them in your quiver.
You shove them. Sometimes I put gold bond in
shove
there.
Shove them in your quiv.
You shove them in your quiv.
Shove them in my quiv.
Hey, don't touch our things. Get out of here, ground walker.
Ground what? What
the fuck? Barnes whirls, right? He drops. Willy Cook. What did you say?
That's what we call elves where we come from.
What if they saw me?
Groundwalker?
Yes.
As you opposed to what?
You walk on the ground, too.
What do you walk on?
Ah! They just keep piling treasure onto their
I feel like I were getting
it's a comment
preview.
On the absurdity of racism. That's what it is.
I do feel like we're getting a glimpse, like a preview of 80-year-old Troy.
Oh, my God. Ah!
Get off my lawn, groundwalker! Where am I supposed to walk?
All right.
You fix Ulikook's leg. You set it. They load up all their treasure. Like I said, now you see there's like maybe 8 of them, and they're beaten up. You probably could have went in here and cleaned house. Or maybe they were right. Try and kill us, and we're going to take one of you down with us. Either way, you begin trekking back. You know it's even more difficult.
Wait, which one is Godrek?
Godrek?
It was Godrek the Swift.
It's got like a headdress.
Is he the one we were talking to?
Yes, it appears
that. Oh, okay.
Their leader you were talking to. I might have a picture. Can't find it. Anyways, he looks cool. They're all beat up. They've seen better days. Whether that was from Smiling Wolves or other denizens or other raiding parties here, you don't know, but it seems like they didn't have much to bargain with. Either way, you don't want to mess with them. Perhaps your prowess in defeating Narkeza and the others have made them afraid. Either way, you've come to an accord here, and they believe you. But now you're navigating during the day back to the Smiling Wolves camp. Do you want to continue to be the navigator?
Don't we have to take them out of the city?
Yeah, we're going to do that.
If we take them to the Smiling Wolves camp, they're going to kill them all.
They're going
to take the treasure.
But the Smiling Wolves have locked the gates.
We can take them out to the other exit.
You could.
The Pollock one.
Oh, so you can't leave the city without the Smiling Gates escorting you out.
Smiling Gates.
Hi there.
but we could go to where
good luck famous, getting through the Smiling Gates.
The famous Smiling Gates of Skywatch.
Let's go back to the map here. So you're at the guard post. There are Skywatch gates to the north
west.
You think that though you don't know what the gate situation is there.
But we know that those aren't the gates that the Smiling Wolves like specifically have talked about.
No, I mean, they talked about opening up the gates for you to be able to sail out.
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't know what the situation is over there. You don't even know what's beyond.
Well, why don't we'll offer them the choice.
Yeah.
We can navigate them to the Smiling Wolves camp. They control the gates
and
on the river.
And you could get onto the river. Or
we can navigate you to the gates to the northwest of the city where lies beyond.
They might be open.
And you're going that way anyway.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it's their risk, and we take our friend.
So they can choose if they want to deal with the treat with the Smiling Wolves and probably pay a good deal of their booty to get out.
We do not wish to treat with them. But we will follow your lead. No tricks. Whatever it is you wish to do.
No tricks.
No tricks.
So the Skywatch gates?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me an aid. One person can aid.
You want an aid?
Can Uli Kuk aid?
Uli Kuk can aid.
Oh, yeah. He's a navigator.
Yeah.
Navigator.
What's his bonus? Can he just do the roll? And we'll aid? And I'll aid?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, what's his bone?
What's his bone?
If he's a professional navigator.
Yeah. All right. Let's try it. You aid.
Yeah. Of course.
You don't.
No aid? Strong success.
Okay. So plus two.
Yeah, so like when I don't roll it, yeah.
Well, Ulukuk rolled really well with your bonus.
Oh, great, plus one.
So the DC is higher during the day.
Yeah.
And you get to the gates.
Oh, nice. Yay. Okay.
Wow. So using stars, which are still faintly visible during the day, you get to the gates.
It's nice to have you roll our checks first.
Yeah. We should have you roll.
That was neon green, too. So this is the way out, is...
As far as we know.
What do we see? Are they open or?
The gates are wide open. And there's fresh snow out there with sort of tracks in the sludge that have frozen.
Okay, so before actually they go, Gik is looking and Gik goes, wait. All right, before they start walking and make a mess of it.
We're going to leave.
No, wait. One second. Stop.
Perfect. Someone made tracks. We
no,
can step.
No, don't step on them.
This will make the travels easier.
We should look at this.
We slit their throats.
Ah, yes.
We should look at this first. This could be Hisoi. This could be...
It's an excellent idea, Kik.
Yes. Ulukuk, would you be able to help
us? It's cold.
I cannot stand up. But what do you want? What?
I will hold you.
I'm going to look at the track.
Facing down.
Oh.
Just to see what direction these are going in. Oh, my God.
Oh, look at that. Oh. What am I looking for?
So ridiculous.
I'm a navigator.
The tracks, Ulukuk. We're trying to find your friend.
Yes, those are human tracks. I don't know what shoe she wore.
Joe.
What am I looking at?
We're trying to
roll a fucking survival check.
The direction of the tracks.
18.
Jesus.
Oh, wait. No, that was making more sense. There are
pattern emerges.
It looks like two sets of tracks. One of these could be Pamak. She often wore an open-toed shoe.
In the snow?
While traveling to the crown of the world?
But I don't know what this other one is. I don't know what this other one is. Can I lay back down?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
we have fun.
Oh, there had to be an easier way.
I can't believe you just did that.
Just held a navigator.
What did you saw the same thing, Brother Ramius.
Yeah, what did you see?
You saw exactly what he saw.
Did you identify two sets of tracks?
I rolled a natural 2. So whatever he said.
Tracks going every which way.
Yes, but 2 sets of tracks.
All right, we will follow the tracks.
This is most likely them.
We'll follow them.
It's got to be them.
Follow the frozen tracks and see where it leads.
So we're done here?
Yes, good luck.
See ya.
We're coming too, actually. We're going to follow these tracks.
And we're not going that way. We're going to go
that way.
Don't look where we're going.
Well,
we're going to go this way. Don't be weird.
Good luck right out there, I guess.
Count of 3, everyone close their eyes.
Yes, right. Just start walking.
1, 2.
I peek.
We all peek.
They're just going to the north, carrying their stuff. Come, come. Godrak is barking orders, and they go off, but they're looking over their shoulder. They're waiting for you guys to just start pelting them with arrows.
Let's start doing that.
Yep.
Roll for initiative.
Look how fast they run.
Do you mention these arrows that you got?
I didn't get them.
They caught them.
They caught me, right?
No, they got me?
You put them
in your quiver before they saw.
So she's just like waving and smiling. See ya.
I need to follow these and find Hisoi to bring him back to Matt's. That's what I said I was going to do.
We can. How do we travel with Ulikuk?
We build a litter? Makeshift litter?
With what?
Well,
chop down part of the house over there.
I found...
What?
An axe.
I found something. Maybe you can tell me what they are. She takes out the arrows. And she's like, can you identify like what kind of arrows these are? They look different from the ones that I have normally in my quiver.
Whoa.
He's going to detect magic. And then attempt to identify them.
They're magical, all right.
Ooh.
Ooh, interesting. So can I roll nature or religion? Or would this only be...
Arcana would be best. Yeah, religion. You don't see any religious...
They are emanating magic, but I can't tell what kind.
Gig, you also do magic. Do you know what these are, maybe?
Oh. Whoa. Wait, let me see.
Yeah, they're cool, right?
I'm going to check these out. Gik is drinking out of her canteen. Fuck. I probably don't know. I'm looking at them like I probably don't know. That's an 11. These are arrows. They're definitely cool as shit. I'll tell you that much. Where'd you find them?
Oh, these...
It was in the Hobgoblin's treasure.
Yeah,
You took them?
I took them.
Okay.
I'm
fine with that. I don't really...
Where's that case of arrows? I thought you brought them.
Quick, shove them in your quiv.
Shove them in my quiv.
Unload your quiv. Empty your quiv.
Put those in your quiv. Everyone check your quivs.
What did you roll?
11.
I rolled a 15.
15, yeah. They're of unbelievable make. They don't even... The material with which the metal shaft is made feels different to the touch. It's very cool looking, but none of you know what they are.
Is identify technically a recall knowledge?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know everything.
No, it's technically identify.
It's its own thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Then no, I can't help you. I mean, I could roll Arcana on it.
Roll Arcana. That's what I just rolled.
But I have my bonus to it is significantly lower.
It's combined with detecting magic. Like, that's what identify is. Can you detect magic?
I can.
I believe that's how it works, but...
Yeah, that sounds right.
I believe you.
These must be really cool.
Okay, can we follow the tracks?
We'll figure that out later.
Let's try to build a makeshift litter.
I mean, it says it's concentrate. Once you discover that an item is magical, you can spend 10 minutes to try to identify the particulars of its magic. The GM sets the DC. Cursed or esoteric subjects have higher DCs. It doesn't say, in 1E it was like combined with casting detect magic, I feel like. It doesn't say that. It just says if you discover that an item has an ongoing magical effect. You can spend 10 minutes trying to identify the particulars.
What do you think? Now that they've identified it as magical, can I try to identify its properties using esoteric lore?
Sure. Who might have said no?
GM?
17.
There you go.
29. No, minus 2. 27.
This is something known as a starshot arrow.
Oh, it's a starshot or starshot?
Starshot. The metal of these arrows is said to have come from a star that ventured too close to Galarian and was shot down by a moonlit archer. Hmm. When you activate and shoot a starshot arrow, you take no range penalties against any target that you can personally detect. It needs to be a line of effect between you and the target. These are two lesser starshot arrows.
Cool. So they otherwise function, like, damage-wise as regular arrows. There's just, like, no penalty with volley. Cool.
That's cool.
Cool.
So what I'm proposing is we go to the nearest building. I don't know if there's a watchtower or something, and we just break down a chair and kind of fashion a makeshift litter to bring Ulukuk along with us.
Right. This will take a little while to do, but you know what? It's probably better to travel by night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You start working on that. Eventually you construct a litter. A couple hours have passed, and you begin following these tracks, these two sets of tracks that have been perfectly frozen. That's the word I'm looking for. Perfectly commemorated.
Preserved.
Preserved, thank you. By the frozen slush. Kind of wraps out of the city and then heads to the southwest, these tracks. And whatever effects were going on within the city, you don't feel outside of the city gates.
What does the city look like? Like, now that we're outside, does it look like
it's totally normal? You see the city walls, you see all the buildings, you see the observatory in
not
the middle.
Moving, not,
no, maybe a little smoke coming up from where the Mystic Market was and the apothecary store, but everything looks perfect. Hmm. And you're outside, but even though things were weird in there, it feels a little bit eerier being outside. In the complete open, you travel following these tracks for about an hour until they terminate at what appears to be a cave. What do you do?
Perception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can we all?
Yeah, sure.
16.
13.
26.
24.
It's also 16.
Around the mouth of the cave, there are several rocks that look completely blood-soaked. The snow around the area, even though it's night, those of you with a 22+ can see that the blood has seeped into the snow around these rocks as well. I think you rolled the highest, the 26. You also see little gibbets of flesh lying scattered around the ground near the mouth of the cave.
Like pieces of skin?
Pieces of skin.
Smiling wolves have been here.
Does it look like it was like torn up?
Must be the Smiling Wolves' kitchen.
The aftermath of one of the horrible feasts.
Like something was torn up or chunks, like it was like chunks left of flesh. Here chunks. Purposefully? Because I'm thinking like breadcrumbs.
It doesn't seem purposeful. It seems scattered.
Like a wild animal did it? Or?
Yeah, I was like, is there any evidence of a creature besides the flesh?
A nest? Maybe some scat?
Ooh, can I roll a circular on the scat?
Whoa!
You seem very excited about it.
Your hour has come!
Scat, you love scat.
Finally, some poop for you, Boggs.
I have a whole chapter in my book about scat.
You haven't looked at poop since we were on...
Natural 15.
We don't talk about poop.
So that is going to be, this is a creature, so I don't take the minus 2, so that's going to be a 27.
Yeah. Scatman Crothers.
He's a scatman.
It looks like some sort of draconic scat.
Not again.
Very clearly draconic in nature. You know dragon poop.
That is crazy.
I know dragon poop.
This is crazy. This is
might be the foremost twice. Expert on dragon poop in the world.
On Castrovella now here, you're
one also- day I will write my... I will do a paper like on your dragon thesis,
yeah.
Do any of you speak draconic?
That's a good question.
That's a great question. I was going to ask, is there a plus two breastplate possibly like in this shit?
You don't see anything from up there? Do you want to run up alone and check?
No. Thanks.
But you speak Draconic?
Perhaps you could treat with the dragon inside.
Perhaps I can.
Perhaps you can, because as you near the mouth, you understand words that emanate from the darkness. The rest of you just hear this like deep gurgling sound that's just screaming. You hear words. And we'll see you next week.
Oh, come on! Leave us with the words!
I knew you were going to do that.
He left us with dragon.
One word! Just give us one word.
Don't touch my poop.
Bonds! Bonds, get your face out of
Bonds is down there with a Q-tip.
I don't think it's happening.
What did he say?
I don't understand.
It's time to make your membership official. Start your 30-day free trial today and become an official member of The Niche at jointhenaish.com with the promo code GCN30. That's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 to gain access to exclusive podcasts, ad-free episodes, and content you can't find anywhere else. Once again, it's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 at signup to get your first 30 days for free. Tell your friends, come join yourself and see what everybody's talking about when you join The Niche today.